This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we found out that the Lions brought in, they took a look at Matthew Golden, and we're all kind of speculating. Why? Does this mean it's the end of J-Mo? Are they looking at bringing in another wide receiver? We really don't know. We're just letting Brad cook. But to me, it kind of sounds like if you bring in one, you don't need the other. David, you had a mock trade. What is that?
Well, it's not mine. I'm going to give credit to him. It's Mike Payton, who covers the Detroit Lions. He actually wrote the article about not being shocked if Jameson Williams gets traded, which caused a lot of things on social media. But he has a mock trade on here. So the Lions would be trading Jameson Williams to the Jags to pair Jameson Williams up with their star rookie wide receiver there in Brian Thomas. The Lions would be getting a third and a sixth-round selection in this year's draft. First question is, do you see them getting a third and a sixth in this year's draft? Is that too much? Not enough?
I think it's about right, actually.
I was about to say, I know a lot of people think that he's a Hall of Famer, but that's about
third
right.
And a sixth.
That's
okay.
About right.
Yeah. So then that gives you an extra third-round selection. You can go for his defense. But a third and a sixth? That seems reasonable to me. So, yeah, I would do it. If right. Golden is there at 28, I would say yes.
Or I was about to say it's one of those where maybe you move up and you get one of those final selections in the first round.
That's true.
And you trade away a second and a third since you now have a couple of thirds because you got one for Aaron Glenn.
Correct.
And then you get this extra third as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a bunch of thirds that you can kind of say, hey, you know.
And there's some edge rushers available.
Hey, Kansas City, you really interested in this guy or would you like to really stock up?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. But it is very interesting because I don't think that he's going to be a part of the core of this team. I don't think that this is going to be one where they're going to re-sign him.
Right, because Mike also points out, and he's right, Mike Payton, who David was referring to, when you look at the extensions and the projections of the extensions, Hutch, 4 years, 160, right? That's pretty much people believe he's going to get $40 million a year. Kirby Joseph, 4 for $82 million. Branch, 4 for $82 million. That's what safeties will get. Gibbs, 4 for $89 million. Laporta, 4 for $80 million. J-Mo, 4 for $120 million. And he says you can't pay them all.
You can't sign everybody.
So. No. So I'll tell you who else I think might be in jeopardy is either if they sign Kirby, Branch might be in jeopardy because that's a lot for two safeties, although Branch does more, and he's so good, they probably is Laporta.
Okay, Laporta I would actually keep because having a difference maker tight end, when you have one, you make sure you hold on to him. You do. Kirby, I'm not. Branch, I would make sure he's never leaving because Branch can play right. You know, the slot, he could play safety, he could do a lot.
Right, Kirby's good, but let's be honest.
If I had to choose between the two?
Branch, we agree.
Yes.
And a lot of Kirby's, not a lot, but some of Kirby's interceptions were thrown right to
he's
him.
He's playing center field.
Yeah.
He's reading the quarterback's eyes, he's playing center field, and he goes and he gets it. I understand.
He's very good. This is not a knock on Kirby Joseph, but I agree. you might not be able to pay both of them at that similar positions.
So, yeah. 248-539-9797. Do you see J-Mo as a part of this Lions core? Because I don't. And the reason why you would trade, if you're going to do what this article says, you trade him now because you're going to get the most value for him now, where if you get two picks, the longer you wait, now you're only getting a six-round selection.
Right.
So yeah. If you're not going to hold on to him.
Oh, yeah.
And you could bring in, another receiver who could do that. Because Brad Holmes, like I said, a lot of people just follow him blindly. I don't think he's just doing this to waste time. I don't think he's doing this as a smokescreen. I don't think he's just, your time is valuable this week. So this is somebody that's on their radar that they brought in.
There's no doubt that Golden's a really good player. He, as they say, run very fast. But as the team is constructed right now, it's an ultra-luxury pick that you don't make unless you're trading another wide receiver.
Exactly. Because
Or you're just going to dump a wide receiver.
Right, because now... Well, first of all, I need to see what this new offense is going to look like.
Right.
Okay, because we're all just assuming, well, he's just going to pick up where Ben Johnson left off. No, this could be a whole new offense that we see.
I don't think it'll be a whole new offense because he was part of it when it started, and I think this is more Campbell's offense than people give him credit for anyway. I think it's going to be that.
I think Campbell had the veto rights. I think Campbell had certain plays he wanted, but I think in essence, Campbell kind of told Ben Johnson, look, you want to be a head coach? Come up with the offense. Make sure we score a lot of points. You do your thing. On fourth down, I can veto a play or call for a play. Make sure you have a bunch of fourth down plays for me. But calling the game, I think that Ben Johnson played the role of a catcher. He called the games. That's just me.
Yeah, he called the game, but as far as designing the whole game plan for the season and for games, I think that had Dan Campbell's fingerprints on it more than people give him credit for. That's my point, is when you create an offense.
Well, I mean, I think,
he's an offensive guy.
Design some plays.
Well, he's an offensive guy, Dan Campbell. It's not that, you're not having Aaron Glenn as a head coach, let's say, design an offense. No, Dan Campbell... Tight end coach, offense.
We'll find out. I think this was a lot more Ben. We'll find out this year how much Dan Campbell was in there.
Let's go to Mike. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Great talking to you.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
Just wanted to bring up a quick point, and I get it. The love for J-Mo, especially, he's made some personal mistakes in the past, that kind of thing. But I think what we're overlooking is what he brings to the offense. And that is his speed. It's such an important role of how he opens up and how defenses have to respect his speed. To entrust that to a rookie and to say, because we're in the win now mode, right? So to say that we're going to take a key piece. So when you're throwing around, we can't pay everybody. I understand the Kirby Joseph thing. But if you look at the production of the Lions tight ends, after Hockenson and between LaPorta, it's clear that LaPorta is the guy that you should not pay. You have actually a really valuable piece because Jameson Williams is truly one of the fastest guys in the NFL. And as much of a head case as he might be, and he might be a little bit expensive, for what he brings to the offense and the opening that he creates for Gibbs underneath and the way that secondaries have to respect that and keep them from beating them deep, I think it'd be crazy to entrust that role to a rookie, especially a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl right now.
But see, Mike, I would say I would look at the wide receiver situation in Cincinnati because that's going to be J-Mo. You're going to have to – if you want to keep him, he's going to be asking for a ridiculous amount of money. I don't know if he's worth that or not. And as far as LaPorta, I do think that LaPorta is a difference-making tight end. He could do a lot, and I'm not going to let him go someplace else. I'm going to make sure he is a Lion until he does not want to be a Lion anymore.
I do have a question for you, Mike, because you're talking about not relying on a rookie. Where are you on the whole defensive end situation for the Lions? Were you on the get Trey Hendrickson boat or what?
Okay, so if you told me that we were moving off of Jameson Williams and you were going to get a Trey Henderson, if that was the deal, if that was the kind of move that you were talking about making and that was the risk that you were willing to take, then that's a risk I would absolutely take. But for picks, for a team that's – I'm not trying to be the Steelers and be really good forever, okay? I'd rather win once and be and have to figure a way to rebuild it. And all I'm going to say is this, is that J-Mo they moved up for a reason. He is a special player. And I believe, personally, and Rico, I would counter your point with Sam Laporta. Go look at the stats between the buckets of golf balls they had playing between Laporta and Hockenson and look at the production they got out of them. And there are a lot of better run-blocking tight ends out there than Sam Laporta. I'm not saying he doesn't get his hands dirty, but he's hardly a great run-blocking tight end.
But I look at what Laporta does in the red zone, and I'm like, he is somebody that now you got to pick your poison. Do you look at the backfield or you're looking at Laporta? Oh, and by the way, and there's Amon-Ra. Like, he adds so much in the red zone. That's why I think he's valuable.
But it seems, thanks for the call, Mike, it seems that there's two or three of those tight ends minimum that come out in the draft every year, though.
Are they? Maybe I'm valuing Laporta, but I look at him and he's one, in my world, he's right up there with the Kelseys and the Kittles and all of that. He's pretty good.
He's really good.
Put it this way, if you released him, about 20 other eight teams would get rid of their guys and pick him up. That means you have something.
248-539-9797.